cycle from standard vision to ultraviolet, infrared, and adaptive night vision. Most NVGs cast the world in 1,000 shades of luminescent green and black, and they're fantastic, as long as someone doesn't turn on a light. The adaptive tech in ours used ultra-fast reactive lenses to modify the light intrusion, keeping us from being blinded and also bringing in some natural colors that would otherwise be washed out. My boss loves his toys. Gotta say, I'm a bit of a fan too. We all were. I led our little flight of bats through the black night, following a line of swells that humped up as they climbed from deep water to shallows and then curled over into gentle waves. Those waves weren't big, but they were continuous, with the soft hiss and sigh of tons of water hitting the sand and sliding back into the inky vastness of the Adriatic. Behind me, flying in a loose V, was the rest of Havoc team. There were four of them, apart from Ghost and me. Our mission intel told us that we'd be more than enough for this gig. Trstenik Island was a tiny patch of wooded nothing off the coast of the much larger island of Korčula, off the coast of mainland Croatia. Trstenik was only 3.66 acres, densely wooded, with some low hills and sandy soil. One of the islands nations try to lease or sell so that someone comes in and develops it into something that pays taxes. In this case, the buyer was Mislav Mitrovic, a tech billionaire who'd made his fortune with some kind of doohickey that made a gizmo work for a business that I couldn't give a cold shit about. Not that I'm a Luddite, hardly. It's just that the owner of the island was actually a frontman for a group of other rich assholes who had their fingers deep into the global black market, and we're not talking guys who sell knockoffs of Galaxy phones. No. These cats were in vending technologies that were giving small groups of very angry extremists the kinds of toys that allowed them to do considerable damage to their industrial, political, and religious competitors. Through six or seven removes, Mitrovic and his little crew of mad scientists were selling high-end guidance systems that turned the already dangerous RPGs into guided missiles, capable of taking down passenger liners, military jets, and even ships at sea. Stuff like that. He also sold special depleted uranium loads for those RPGs that could punch right through the skin of any of the smaller Navy vessels, including hospital ships. Here's the thing. Normally, if my crew, Rogue Team International, currently based on Amphorae Island in Greece, caught wind of something like this, either Mr. Church or our COO, Scott Wilson, would pick up the phone and make a discreet call. Someone in the Sigurnosno Obavještajna Agencija, the Security and Intelligence Agency, or SOA. And the SOA would send in a few helicopters crammed with shooters. But this was a special case for us. The RTI computer team, led by world-class super nerd Bug, peeled back all the layers of the cover stories and shell corporations Mitrovic was using to hide who he was really in bed with. The name Kuga floated to the top of that particular cesspool. Kuga. Yeah, we wanted him really badly. There aren't words to describe exactly how badly. Kuga was an international criminal empire specializing in black market sales of everything from polonium for assassinations to the sale and distribution of the most lethal bioweapons you can imagine. Kuga was also very likely the code name for the chief executive of that group, and there was a good chance the person behind it all was a former CIA superstar and self-made billionaire, Harcourt Bolton. For perspective's sake, imagine if James Bond and Tony Stark had a love child, and that kid grew up to be Dr. Doom. That's Harcourt Bolton. Smart, rich, ruthless as fuck, and he holds the number two spot on my bucket list of people whose lives I want to destroy in very ugly and painful ways. The number one spot is held by Kuga's right-hand man, Rafael Santoro.